part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome back to Mid Morning Empowerment. It is the time for our conversation with Sister Masinja. Sister Masinja, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
Good. I'm good.
Thank you so much, my sister. Before we get into our conversation, can you open with the word of prayer?
Okay. Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, my God, my Lord, I pray that here is yet another time to search your word and learn from you on the subject of fashion. Father Lord, at the end of the day, you are all-knowing and you have all the wisdom. We ask that may you teach us in a special way. All this we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my sister. Right, we are looking at parenting with purpose, expressing herself through fashion. Right, and fashion is more than just clothes. It's a statement, a way to express who you are without saying a word. From bold colors to classic and neutrals, fashion allows girls to showcase their personality, creativity, and confidence. But in a world where trends change fast, how can young women develop a personal style that truly reflects who they really are? Let us explore the journey of finding your own unique look. So, my sister, how can fashion be a tool for self-expression while still aligning with personal values and beliefs?
Okay, thank you so much for that. Actually, you've opened very well, because fashion stems from all the way from just our clothes to even just the colors that we have, that we put on. It goes on even to the tone of our skin, what colors match our skins, you know. It goes from what type of style. For example, you can say vintage. Some people will say old school.
Right.
Others will say vintage. Others will say, no, as we are just the The real people, the real guys, you
all
know,
right,
we put on nice. Yeah. So fashion is broad. Fashion is really broad. And as a young lady, as a young girl, many of us grow up in different backgrounds.
Mm.
I think for you, my sister, as well, you come from a certain background where you have been influenced, even though you do not want to, but because you have grown in a certain background, you tend to be influenced to dress in a certain way, to eat in a certain way,
right,
to talk in a certain way. All that is fashion. Even how you talk, actually, it's fashion. Mm. Someone will say, no, slang is a fashion, is fashion, slanging and whatnot. So fashion is broad, and it's more just it's more than just clothes. It's a statement of how you want to express yourself, like just like you have said it.
Right.
So how can we use fashion as a tool for our self-expression? I think it goes without saying, like I said, background and cultures. I'm from Zambia, by the way, and there's a culture where I come from. I'm a Tonga.
Okay.
So there's how we grew up. You do not just maybe in a household, you do not just dress anyhow. For example, if you reach a certain stage of age, let's say you are like 16,
right,
17, 18, somewhere about there, 15, 14, we were taught to put on chitenge materials. I don't know if you've heard of chitenge materials. When you are moving in the street, I mean, when you're moving in the house, if they are boys as well, you are supposed to put in a chitenge, a nice top properly, as you are working, as you are kneeling, as you are sweeping, as you know, you bend, you ensure that your chitenge is big. And that was
for us,
we thought as though that's a way of life. As you grow up at a certain stage, there's what you need to put on. But then that's our culture. It was more like respect for you to put on all that.
Right.
And when you reach a certain stage, you're able to make your own decisions and whatnot, you know. But expressing ourselves in fashion starts from the colors that we put on, even our skin tone. How do we understand our skin tone? Apart from that, I'll give an example of the Bible. I think we all know the colors purple and scarlet. They were used very much, even in Proverbs 31, verse 22. We are told that she makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Mm. So you remember, purple in the Bible is symbolizes like royalty. Scarlet is red, in other words. So scarlet usually was used in those times when in authority, in kingship, in royalty, in wealth. If you are wealthy, you are able to buy the color purple or the color scarlet, because it was quite difficult to make those colors, to dye them, because they used to dye the cotton for them to make that. So depending on how you want to express yourself and how you want to hold on to your values and your personal beliefs, it all stems from how well you understand what colors you are putting on. As a young Right. lady, as a young woman, I think you also have a favorite color. My favorite color is peach gray. I feel better when I put on those gray, black, peach.
Right.
Yeah. I feel better when I put on those colors. So I'm expressing myself and my personal beliefs, because I believe that when I put on those colors, I'm going to stand out. Yes, and I will be unique in a certain way. So it also comes to the young women, to everyone of us out here, to say fashion can be a tool of self-expression whilst you aligning with our personal beliefs in the way we put on our colors. So many times I think people will say, because we're Christian women, you don't put on short skirts. But like, we come from different backgrounds, by the way.
Shame.
We come from different backgrounds. And the fact that I have not been putting what you've been putting on does not dispute the fact that, the fact that I'm not putting on what you're putting on does not mean you are wrong. Mm. Sometimes it's how you have been brought up, you know. Hey. Actually, I think I've been following South Africa for some time.
Right.
There's how people dress up that side. When you were still talking before you called me, you said, "No, you people in South Africa are gaining weight. What's happening?" And I was laughing. I'm like, "Yo, are they really gaining weight?" I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's a first." So, you know, even in your country, there's a certain way you dress up. And for you guys, I think it's how you are brought up. There's a certain culture that I like. You know, they dress up in a certain skirt. They put that kama hat on top.
Right.
With tuma beads. Mm. Yeah, with tuma beads. It really looks cool.
Wow.
Trust me. When we look at that, we admire. And sometimes we find that even though they are Seventh-day Adventists, but their skirts are a little bit shorter. Like, you can see the knees. And for them, that's their culture.
Right.
I think. Well, I'm just speaking because that's what I see.
Right.
But yeah. But I think as we grow up, you know, like Paul says, when I was young, I used to do what I used to want, and I was used to do things as a young person. But as I grow up, as I learn to know what I ought to do in my life, you know, culture becomes not a barrier to being an excellent young woman who dresses to glorify God.
Wow. Powerful. Yeah. Thank you so much, my sister, for that. And I'm sure there's a person out there who's struggling to find their own style, like you have mentioned, that everyone has their own style. But what advice would you give to a girl struggling to find her own style instead of just following trends?
By the way, you have actually done not ask that question. Modern fashion nowadays, it's more like it's so fast. And if you don't keep up, it's like, yo, who are you? Yeah, it's like, it's really fast. It's moving really quickly. You find that as you dress up, modern fashion is telling you, dress up with light clothes, let them touch your body, let your body show in a certain way, you know. And that's modern fashion. And if you don't keep up with it, it's like you're losing track of yourself.
Not really.
Not really, exactly. But like according to modern fashion,
True.
according to modern trend. Yes, it's like if you don't keep up with those things, it's like you're losing track. Yo, Martha, what are you doing? What are you doing in that dress? That dress is still below your knees. Yo, we have moved. We are now dressing up this way. Why are you not following us?
Right.
That's how modern fashion is these days. But to that girl, to that young woman who is struggling with whether they can find their own style, number one, find a role model. For me, I have a certain woman that I usually look up to. You know, when she dresses, it's like she's not odd. She's not young. She's just there. And I'm like, how does she put her clothes up just on her body? It just looks really good.
Eish.
So find a role model. You can find even your mom. Your mom can be a role model.
True, true.
Someone at church who just dresses really well, decent and elegant. I think the first time I heard this word elegant, I thought as though it's only people who are rich who can look elegant. But no.
Yeah.
Everyone can look elegant.
True.
Depending on how you choose your clothes. You can look elegant. You can pick up your clothes. I don't know how to call your clothes, those that are secondhand in your country. But at our country, we call them, well, we say, I'm going to buy clothes from Salaula, meaning they are secondhand clothes.
Oh, okay.
From those clothes, yeah, from those clothes, if you take your time and choose, you will find amazing clothes with
true,
good fabric that is
true.
Durable enough to keep you warm from the cold. Because I think, like I think I didn't say this before, when it comes to fashion, you also have to look at the durability of your clothes. Are they durable? Can they stand the test of time? Or will this cloth just be there for some time?
Right.
But as a young woman who is godly and who is virtuous, I want to understand that the Bible says a virtuous woman, but there are also virtuous young girls. I think they are there. So as a young girl, as a young woman who is vicious, you also have to look at the type of clothing. Are they durable? Are they, will they stand the test of time? Will they keep me warm in terms of coldness? Will they be there to just not reveal anything on my body? So look for a role model. Like I said, look for a role model, someone whom you see, okay, this person dresses well, is not too odd. I think Mrs. White also says, despite you being modest and despite you wanting to find your style, ensure that you're not too outdated, ensure that you're not too updated.
Yes.
But at the same time, ensure that you are temperate and moderate.
Wow.
So look for someone who's not outdated, too updated, but is just temperate enough to look presentable.
Hey.
You know, simple is always the best.
Oh, powerful one. Powerful one, my sister. Thank you so much. And how can someone balance modesty? Since you are talking about modesty and fashion, but then how can someone balance between the two, modesty and fashion, without feeling restricted in their choices?
There's one powerful quote that someone said the person said, while standards of dress have changed through centuries, of which they have.
Right.
Biblical model of modesty, good taste, and propriety with sensitivity to the church community standards and values will never be out of fashion.
Hey.
So while the standards of dress have changed, right? They keep changing, but not one thing. Someone who is biblically modest and has a good taste in dressing will never go out of fashion.
Wow.
So balancing the two, modesty and fashion, is very possible without even feeling restricted. You can still look good without even feeling restricted that no. You can still look good while being modest,
right,
and still updated with the fashion and the trends of this time. Like I can give an example.
Right.
With our, like, the hair, like I said, you remember you said fashion is just not about the clothes, it's how you express yourself.
True.
The hair these days, many people, you know, even though they're not Adventist, many people would like, oh, I think my hair, I would like to style it this way. And by the way, I follow some people who are not even Adventist or Seventh-day Adventist who do their hair in a certain way. I'm like, wow, I'm going to try this. So it's not like they are updated, but like they have discovered a way to be so moderate in how they keep their hair, and yet at the same time they look excellent and
Wow,
elegant.
powerful.
So it's very possible to balance
To balance
modesty
the
and
two.
fashion, yes, without even feeling restricted.
Right.
A friend of mine, you can put on a trousers, by the way. You can put on a trousers, but this is how a trouser should sit.
True.
It can
Thank
even
you.
sit properly, you know? You can sit properly and you still look elegant and modest. You can put a jacket. It just sits well on you. And remember, color as well. They are loud colors, they are screaming colors, and they are moderate colors. Depending on your skin tone, we have to understand what colors, and I think those are ex there's some experts who are good with that. But we
True.
have to understand what colors match our skin. So you can put on your trousers, but does that trousers just come and just reveal certain things that we're not supposed to reveal? I want to make a comment on this part of revealing before someone crucifies me. You remember in the Garden of Eden, Eve and Adam, when
Adam,
they
yeah.
sinned, right? Yeah, they sinned. And the first thing that came to their mind was that they were naked, right? But then we'll discover that in Genesis 3, verse 21, God made tunics of skin and clothed them. So, meaning God was the first endorser of clothing our nakedness. So, meaning he endorsed it first to say, yo, I'm going to endorse the fact that you have to cover your nakedness. So, meaning he's pleased when we are covered. And anything that reveals that thing that he covered, it makes him unhappy because he loves us so much. So he endorsed nakedness. He himself, he endorsed it to say, I will endorse covering nakedness. I'm endorsing it. Pa, he covered us. So revealing anything that is not supposed to reveal to him, I think it's like you are an endorsing what I endorse. So I think,
Thank you so much for that. Powerful points there, right? And what are some budget-friendly ways to experiment with fashion and develop a signature look? Remember, maybe I like a certain style, but I cannot afford it. So, what are some friendly budget ways to experiment with fashion?
Okay. Like I said, I think when growing up, depending on the background, you find that you have grown up in a background where you're just being kept, and you're just a dependent. It's not like you have the money to buy what you want. You just base what you are given, budget friendly ways. I think, like I said, as you grow up, like Paul says, when I was young, I used to do what I wanted, or I used to do childly things, but I have grown up. The fact that when you are young, you are not able to do that, those things, or buy the things that you want to buy, it's okay. It's okay. But bearing in mind, you can be keeping a record of what you are dressing up or what you'd want to dress up when you have that money. But aside from that, stewardship as well comes in play. Being a steward is not all about money, by the way. I think it was amazing when I was understanding to say, oh, being a steward is not about money only. It goes all the way even to dress. Are you being a steward, or are you even to what you're going to buy? So, even as you dress what you're being given, you can ensure that it's okay to actually repeat clothes. I mean, no one said you can't repeat clothes
Thank
twice,
you. Thank
but
you.
You can
I
repeat clothes,
like
you say,
that.
because you're not comfortable with what is in your wardrobe. So that when you have the money, for example, like even pocket money, when you have the money, you can go to a secondhand a place where they sell clothes. By the way, guys, ladies, girls, it's not a crime to buy secondhand clothes. Wash them, iron them, they will look sparkling. So you can use them, and you can be as simple as possible before you start buying your elegant clothes that you want to buy. You can be as simple as possible. So you can repeat clothes if you see that your wardrobe is not really as appealing. Or it's not really, it's always revealing. You can repeat clothes. Today you wear it, the other day again you wear it, you put it on, until the time you find that, oh, I think I like that dress, I would like to get it. Start banking for some money. You buy what you want to buy. Or sometimes you can exchange. The only thing is you do not throw away your stuff, because I mean, God did not, does not encourage throwing away or burning stuff, because there are many out there who do not even have what you have. So it can, you can start by banking. Maybe you bank money or some funds that you're given. You bank, say, okay, I really want to get this dress, this skirt, or these shoes. And then I'll get them at a later stage, depending on how you've been brought up. But if you have the means and ways, you can get good clothes, clothes that are keeping you warm and covered enough, but not outdated, not too updated, just moderate.
Wow. Thank you so much, my sister. Last one before I let you go, because of time, we have to wrap up. How can girls use fashion to boost their confidence without relying on external validation?
On this one, I'm one of them who gets confidence on how I look.
Okay.
Not only how I look, but what I have put on, you know? Have I done my hair? Have I brushed my teeth? Have I washed my face? Are my shoes clean?
Right.
Is my dress clean, in as much as I've worn it for a lot of times? But is it clean, even
Yes.
though it's so cool? But is it clean and well put on my body? So confidence comes from how you look. The first thing, I will say this and I'll say it again, the first thing people judge about you is how you appear.
Hey, wow.
Immediately people see how you appear. Whatever is in your heart, we don't mind, but how you appear, first things first, is what we will say, oh, Martha is like this. If my hair is crappy, if my hair is all over the place, if my dress, my jacket has a stain on its shoulder, we'll be like, oh, Martha is quite careless.
Right.
She couldn't see the stain. So how can girls use fashion to boost their confidence without relying on external validation? Always start with keeping yourself clean. Clean first before you buy the fashionable things and the fashionable. Keep yourself neat and tidy.
Hey.
Number one, does your clothing illustrate surrender to God? Number two, when you dress, do you ensure that you're glorifying God? And number three, when you live, when you're dressing, are you living with contentment enough so that people will not say, ah, she's just pretending?
Sure.
So, external validation should not be a vocabulary for a Christian girl, a Christian young woman. External validation is false. The only person who should be, we should be yearning to hear validation from is God. Am I dressing to glorify?
Wow. Ooh.
If God validates you, by the way, trust me, wherever you go, no one will move you.
Wow.
If God validates even your dress, if he validates, if he's approved of it, nothing can move you. No matter how many trends come here and there, nothing will move. You will always ask to say, okay, before I walk out of this house, am I perfect, Lord? Have I chosen the right clothes, the right tie, the right shoes, the right dress? If it's okay, that's validation enough.
Right. Because of time, my sister, I have to let you go. I would have loved to continue this conversation. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But I hope, hopefully next time, we will continue with our conversation. Right now, I have to let you go. But before I let you go, shall we close this beautiful conversation with a word of prayer?
Okay, thank you. Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you once more, my Lord. It is always a pleasure to learn from you, oh God. My Father, my God, we have been talking about fashion, and we all know, Lord, that fashion has come to stay. But Lord, at the end of the day, you are the best person to ask when it comes to these trends. My Father, my Lord, I pray that may you give us strength to be able to have confidence and to choose our dress rightly, depending on how you want us to dress and how you want us to be fashionable in our lives, that we may exert godly influence, which does not run out of fashion. And so, my Lord, my God, give us wisdom from above to be able to learn and know more about how you want us to be fashionable in this world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Amen. That was Sister Sister Martha si Martha si Masinja. Yes, Martha Masinja. What a powerful conversation! I hope you've had it. You've grabbed something from this conversation at home.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.